best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Tell him, man, shut up. Okay. Yeah, tell him, man, shut up. Shh, who are you talking to? They follow me talk, find a cubicle. Say you know they see the stacks, who they play with. Share the level, not too clear, what you tryna do? Shut up, who are you talking to? They follow me talk, find a cubicle. Say you know they see the stacks, who they talk. Share the level, not too clear, what you tryna do? Yeah. Big flex, big bands, see fresh. Gas feeling, big bread, big flare, drip safe, gas feeling, big flash, big beans, sick fresh, gas feeling, big bread, big flare, when you're rocking with Boston. Every time I pull up, it's a gang, yeah. Photocopy with the flex, yeah. Gotta tell this once again, though. Bruh, V-boot, no be benzo. Drip hard, harder than every diamond. No problem, with money, no fi iron now. Everything fresh, everything clear, everything big. Shut it, it's up, plus the requirement. Shut up, shh, who are you talking to? They follow me tough, find a cubicle. Share you know they see the stacks, who they play with. Share the level, not too clear, what you tryna do? Big flex, big bands, see fresh, gas feeling, big bread, big flare, drip safe, gas feeling, big flash, big bands, see fresh, gas feeling, big bread, big flare, when you're rocking with the boss. To death with the green, look like Benton. One thing we not regret, I we spend cash. You know for them my level, got to tell them. Cause best thing them I forget, not to get sent. Flex minister, so they got a dead back. When I whip the car, how are they got around them? They thought say they be big boys, another bank thing inside. Shut up, who are you talking to? They follow me tough, find a cubicle. Share you know they see the stacks, who they play with you. Share the level, not too clear, what you tryna do? Shut up, who are you talking to? They follow me talk for your cubicle. So you know the city stacks, so they talk. Share the level, not too clear, what you tryna do? Big flash, big bands, see fresh, gas feeling, big bread, big flare, drip safe, gas feeling, big flash, big bands, see fresh, gas feeling, big bread, big flare, when you're rocking with the boss.
Yo, you're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver radio station. I am a little late. And I'm sorry, guys. You know, sometimes the mornings just don't happen just like you need them to, you know. But you are here with me here on Thursday, November 28th. It's American Thanksgiving, so let's, you know, listen, we've all made it. You know, I don't know what day this is. It's got to be 330. Let's say we've got 330 days in this year. So far, listen, and it's not until 331st until everyone gets to acting ass. tomorrow. I love seeing all the Black Friday stories and how everyone just seems like they just can't handle themselves. It's like, you know, I've been cooped up with my family for 24 hours, and not only are they driving me crazy, but I need to go out. I really need to go to Target at 12:01 so I can get this TV to put in my house that I don't need. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here just here for live from Pacific Spirit Park from UBC's campus. We do this from CITR every week. I've had an interesting morning. I woke up. I normally have a routine. I wake up. I eat a little breakfast because for me, I just need to get my mouth going, if that makes any sense. You know, I don't speak to anybody before I come here. So it's just me listening. And then you guys get the first words out of my mouth, which I think is an interesting concept. You know, just whatever you say, what's the first thing that you say every day in the morning? It's weird. It's wild. It's every day you don't really forget how to talk when you go to sleep. But anyways, thanks for tuning in. If you've never listened to the show before, you're in for a treat. So what we do here on Off the Beaten Path is we'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on here locally, what's going on here nationally, what's going on here internationally, particularly our neighbors to the south, and, you know, just some interesting shit that happens all over the world. We play some nice music. So it's a bit contentious in here because what happens is I like to play music off of, you know, my preferred music platform. I don't like to say because, they don't pay me, to plug them. Anyways, and when I come in, sometimes the people like to delete it off of the computer. So, I have to reinstall it. It's just, you know, it's a conundrum. But anyways, you know, I'm here. I make these sacrifices so that I can bring you guys, hot shit all the time. Listen, we know that Vancouver radio sucks, and that's where I step in. I feel like it's my duty, you know what I mean, to come in and to help you, not just to help you guys out, but you guys help me. You know, we're building a community here. As you go into the holiday season, it's important, I feel like people find this time more important to make donations to causes that they seem to be fit. And it kind of aligns really nicely with the story. I mean, I say really nicely, but I wish it didn't have to. But with a story that it's going through BC right now. So you're listening to it live on the radio. So whether you're listening to it on 101.9 or you listen to it on CITR, what you can do after the show is you can go and you can look up the show, and then you can go into, the info into the show. And then you can click on this link. Me and my friends, we have decided to get Jim Jordan a jacket, a blazer. Because I don't know if you've ever seen him, but this guy is a representative of Ohio. He's a representative in the House of Representatives for Ohio. I don't know which particular district, but he used to be a coach at Ohio State. And if you see him, he's never wearing a blazer. He looks stupid. I'm not the type of person who, you know, feels that people need to look a certain way all of the time. But I feel like if you're gonna half dress up, I feel like you should always 100% dress up. You know what I mean? If you're going to go the athletic route, don't wear, you know, a hoodie and jeans and sneakers. You look stupid. Just wear a full sweatsuit. You know what I mean? You just go all out. You know, and if you're gonna wear a tuxedo, you can't wear a tuxedo and then normal dress shoes. You know, you look stupid. Just get the shiny shoes and just rock it out. And so if you are in the House of Representatives and you want to dress like a politician, I feel that you should wear a blazer. If you're going to wear a tie and, you know, a button-up shirt, wear a blazer, you know? You look stupid. You, and not only, you know, do you do you look stupid yourself, but you're representing the American people. And so we're raising money to get Jim Jordan a blazer. But honestly, it's really deeper than that. So we're raising money to help the hundreds of people who have been sexually abused by the team doctor at Ohio State. And Jim Jordan was an individual there who was privy to this information and did nothing. And now he represents people where in a state where they are trying to roll back abortion laws so bad that they are trying to basically eliminate abortions. They already have a heartbeat bill, which is after 6 weeks, you can't abort a baby. So just continuing to roll back the rights of women and also not protecting not only not women, but men as well. And so we're raising money for the Ohio organization to help assist with sexual assault survivors. And you can find that in the bio. Also, who is looking into issues like this? The Vancouver PD. So, I say I used to work at a bar. Technically, I still work there. Because I didn't know that it was strike season. And I'm on strike myself. Listen, we can get into this later. Like, if you know me, then you probably know this. Because I have talked to you about this nonstop. But anyways, it's strike season. And I used to work at it, but regardless, let's get away from that. When you work at a bar, you work in a restaurant, or you're just like walking in the street, maybe you're on the bus, maybe you, especially if you're a man listening to this, you probably don't even know all of the places that women are being groped at. But Vancouver PD does, and they are making it an initiative. It's called the Stop Groping Initiative. You'll probably see it on bus stops and in SkyTrains around the city, where it is. They must be listening to this radio show. So we're basically what it's going to be. It's going to be a campaign showing that, hey, if you grope, you're going to go to jail. And I guess make it more friendly to call the police. I don't know what the word is. But anyways, but make it make people, women particularly, feel more comfortable calling the police, which has been difficult because the police will grope you as well. And like as a man, you really don't think about these types of things. All the places where women are being groped, and the fact that a police officer can just can make the situation worse, you know, and not make it better. But the city of Vancouver is trying to make it better, and that's something that I feel like we definitely talked about on the radio. Because here in the Nest, they have like these, these anti-sexual assault and anti-date rape posters in the men's bathrooms. And I just never really felt like they were aggressive enough. You know, I felt like they could just say, you know, don't rape, don't grope. And so the city of Vancouver is trying it out. So I hope that is a successful campaign. And when we get back, we're going to get into like some real, real hard hitting news. But before that, you'll dance. Because I got some good music today, but it's all pretty high energy. So if you're with your family, you know, or maybe you're brushing your teeth, getting ready for work, or maybe you're taking your kids to school, listen, you know what I mean? Take the seatbelt off. Stand up in your chair, you know. Do whatever you got to do. Move your body.
Ain't no stopping. dropping the beat, keep dropping. What a time to be alive, just living my life up. Bitches on the right, whole life hit the fight, can't find my type. This shit ain't right, can't lie, I tried, I'm surprised I survived. What a time to be alive, just living my life up. Bitches on the right, whole life hit the fight, can't find my type. This shit ain't right, can't lie, I tried, I'm surprised I survived. With a little bit of too long, need to be rude, or we can't be true. You ain't really in the dude, on the kitty like a flea's room, buzzing in the breeze. I knew me, T, had mercy on me, ran through that light, see me holding on tight. I was speeding through the night, you ain't living that life, you ain't living that life. We niggas gotta fight, that's motherfucking right, yeah, that's motherfucking right. Yeah, the nigga got it in, then the fag went ham. This is fuck the man, hot damn, is my name in your mouth. I was born in the south, from the palm to the beach, in the west Indies. Black wicked on the flow, oh, so original. And if you didn't know, now you know, now you know. Black wicked on the flow, oh, so original. And if you didn't know, now you know, now you know.
Back it off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, we love to hear your voice, but, you know, this is my show. Maybe I'll put you on the air. Maybe I won't. I guess you have to tell me if you like to, and then I make the decision. Listen, this is a community, so we like to hear your voice. Getting back into it. I would say, so I read the news throughout the week so that I can, you know, come here and provide, you know, good perspectives on what the fuck is going on. Because sometimes that's what you need. Somebody to just be like, what? This is also very crazy. I cannot believe this. Especially, so like, I feel like I have, there's different types of people. Listen, if you listen to the show right now, there's so many different types of people who listen to the show. We got people in Vancouver listen to the show. We got people in California, people all over the United States, people in the East Coast, people in the Midwest, people in the UK. There's no one type of person, you know, who likes to listen to Off the Beaten Path and feels a little bit better as they go along in their day, hopefully, you know. I don't know how they actually feel. I just know how they tell me, you know, and sometimes we read stories and we're like, you know what? That's something Issa would talk about. And listen, we have something just like that coming up, because I'm not like against people being vegans. Definitely not. Like, you know, I try to live a healthier lifestyle, but sometimes it's really hard. It's really hard to figure it out. And we got a great story that was shared with me, and honestly, I can't wait to talk to you guys about it. It makes me like really excited when I feel like there's something that I can talk about in such a manner that will get you guys excited. Like about Vancouver moving to ban plastic bags and straws. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but you probably have, that straws have gone away, you know? Straws used to be such a staple in our society, and now they're gone. And now, you know, we're just trying to figure out what is a nice replacement. Those paper straws, they just don't do the same. I feel like I've had a metal straw And I didn't like it because you got to clean in, you know, the pipes. I guess anyways, but bring your own bottle, I guess. Bring your own cup. But anyways, but they're also banning plastic bags. And I feel like they should just take one further step and ban styrofoam containers. Because I don't know about you guys, but I like to eat sushi and Chinese food and pretty much anything that can be delivered right to my front door. Not because I'm lazy, but because I'm efficient. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I like to tell myself. Anyways, so I don't know when the last time you've ordered food out, but what's really hard for me is to look at the styrofoam that I'm using when I make takeout. Like, that's the part that makes me feel the worst. Now, it's not the actual. It's not the, you know, the three plastic bags that it's wrapped around. You know, it's not the plastic bag that it came in, like, you know, my two giant containers of sushi and miso soup. But it's the styrofoam. And I feel like if we're going to ban plastic, we might as well ban styrofoam. Honestly, I feel like we should ban styrofoam just because of the fact that I don't know where styrofoam comes from. You know, I guess I don't know where plastic comes from, but I have an idea. You know, it's a petroleum byproduct, I believe. I think you use like gasoline to make it. I think so. If you know more about that, you're welcome to call in. I definitely will put you on the air. Anyways, but styrofoam, I have no idea. I'm like, I don't know what plant this is or anything about it. You know what I mean? But if we're going to ban plastic, we might as well ban that as well. And if you live in Vancouver, and let's say you, I don't know, if you cross the Granville Bridge, you might not notice this, but if you live downtown and you like drive on Pacific and you've looked in the air and you've seen there's this huge chandelier that's hanging underneath the Granville Bridge. If you didn't know about it, you should go check it out because clearly the people here want you to see it. Listen, I have seen many a public chandelier, and this one is not nearly the nicest one I've ever seen. But the CBC, there's six things. I'm going to read them to you. Six things that they want you to know about this chandelier underneath it. Underneath, it says, how big is it? I said this is one thing that I wasn't concerned with, how big it was. However, it's 7.7 meters tall, 4.4 meters wide, and it is being sponsored by the developers of the Vancouver House. Yeah, I wasn't really concerned how big it was. So I feel like these questions are not we're going to go through the questions to see, just see, like, what are the questions that you really wanted to ask? Does it light up? Yes, and more. And it spins. So you can go check it out. Who designed it? Rodney Graham. He's BC's most internationally acclaimed artist. He designed the spinning chandelier in 2011. Why was it commissioned? So, I don't know if you know, but Vancouver bylaws for all buildings over 100,000 square feet require developers to contribute to a piece of public art. So, the West Bank commissioned spinning chandelier as part of the Vancouver House's development. And it costs $5 million. Now, sometimes when I read stuff on the air, that's like the first time I've ever read it. I saw the six things Vancouver wants you to know about it, and I was like, this seems like I just feel sorry for, let's see her name. I feel sorry for Maggie McPherson. Maggie McPherson is a staff journalist for the CBC, and she was tasked with the hard, heavy-duty journalists of going down and finding out these questions and trying to find a way that makes you interested in going to check it out. I don't know. I don't know. When I think about these the West Bank having to contribute $5 million to this chandelier, which I feel like there's not $5 million worth of like goodwill in this chandelier. I feel like there's something better that West Bank, these developers, could have done with the $5 million. That would have been more beneficial to the city, because not only did they create a piece of public art that, frankly, nobody probably gives a shit about, but they also put it in an area that is so difficult to get to. Why would you go check it out? That's stupid. It's underneath the Granville Bridge. Like, who wants to go underneath the bridge to go see a chandelier? It's almost as stupid as the table. They have like a 60-foot-long table, about, I don't know, maybe 2 blocks away from this place where the chandelier is at. And that seems silly as well. There's no punchline to these jokes. There's no punchlines to these stories. It's just these things are fine silly. And if you look at the Vancouver news for the past like week and a half, it's mostly sad. So like, I guess silly is like better than sad. There has been not a lot of murders or homicides or assaults, but a lot of revealing of murders, homicides, and assaults. I don't know if that makes any sense. However, it makes sense to me. Like, there's been like, you know, people being arrested for crimes that were committed years ago. You know, investigations into crimes that have taken place months ago. You know, it's, you know, somebody ran in their bike into a tree downtown. It's like a lot of death around this season, and it's sad. Sometimes I find I'm not like an absolutist on death. Like, sometimes it's not sad. Sometimes it's like, well, there you go. And when we get back, we're going to talk about a near-death experience and how this man seemed to avoid it. When we get back.
Dollar sign, money for my mind. Yeah. Summon on a dime for spin. Dime for spin. I'm a style, put my pun on the map. Mid up on the top. I'm in name, coffee swag a lot. Them a trap, man, on a dime for them. Dime for them. Yes, I'm a wake up. Yeah. Money make and I make up. Yeah. Me go straight for the paper. Yeah. Tell you wait, see you later. Miss a boat, everybody look like what? Miss a first and say how you look like that. Out the book, everything we do, give thanks. Tell them what we do. Load the L, take the W. One thing they out there for you. I need now, come if you no go. Everything we do, give thanks. Tell them what we do. Load the L, take the W. One thing they out there for you. I need now, come if you no go. On the news, me in my prime, on the crime, with the dollar sign, money for my mind.
The baby got a body that's why I won't touch. Pull it out, little radical, you know I won't lust. I got an inside that I won't stop, I'm in a rush. I feel like lunch, we keep it on hush. Bought you up in his truck, I love to see you blush. You shot me when you land, so you bought a product clutch. We got a lot of bucks, catch longer than a bus. Man, we some warriors, looking at your heart through the cardio. Hands at the top of the aria. She got a lot, Rastafari, yeah. Me and my walk one at a party, yeah. We don't feel nothing, we the hardest, yeah. Spending cash for fun, get us all a pair. She won't gonna want her, cause the real is real.
On the news, me in my prime, on the crime. With the dollar sign, money for my mind, yeah. Someone on the dime, I'm a style, put my pun on the map. Mid up on the top, I'm in name, coffee swag a lot. Then my jumping on the dime,
blue clear cut with a hair ice cold. I'm ready, never check the price. I'm living my best life, cause of life. Gold.
Everything we do, we give thanks. Tell them what we do. Load the L, take the W. One thing they out there for you. I need now, come if you're not go. Everything we do, we give thanks. Tell them what we do. Load the L, take the W. With the dollar sign, money for my mind. Summon on the time for spend. I'ma start, put my pun on the map, mid up on the top. I mean, name coffee swag a lot. Then my jumping on the time for them. Time for them.
You're back at Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. You can welcome to call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, depending on if you have trouble reading or math. You know, listen, we are here to help you. So, I don't know how it goes in on Canadian Thanksgiving, because I'm not like a native to Canada. But, you know, I've embraced the traditions here. But in the States, Thanksgiving can be a tenuous time, particularly for everybody. You know, it's family coming together. You know, who knows what people are going to say. I implore you, my friends, particularly my white friends, please, you know, have those difficult conversations at your table. Honestly, it's not as difficult as, like, you know, going out and, like, living every day, you know, as one of those maybe visible minorities, whether you're like, you know, black or brown or, you know, part of the LGBTQ2 community. And maybe it's one of your family members who is out there harassing people and making people's lives hard. So the least that you could do is give a little pushback, you know, over the stuffing. You know what I mean? You just can't act like everything is all good on one day and then, you know, go back voicing your opinions on Twitter or text messaging or, you know, however you feel, you know, you're doing your justice, except for not actually, because you can't actually talk to people in real life. It's like one of the things that grinds my gears the most, you know. It's like the people who you can affect change with the most are the people around you. And so if you're like too scared or worried to have those kinds of conversations with your family, then who can you actually have those conversations with? And my friend has also, he's called into a radio show. He's also providing bail money for anybody who does get in an argument and it leads to an arrest. So you're welcome to call in to get his number if you feel like it might go that way. Because we support a little aggression over here. You know, we don't think it has to be, we're not the turn the other cheek types. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, moving on. I promise that, you know, anytime an animal is just being an animal and doing the animal thing, you know what I mean? I support that. Not only do I support that, but my listeners also support animals being animals. Like, I have come long ago, come to the understanding that if I die by the paws or jaws of a grizzly bear or any other type of large predatory animal, I'm cool with that. Like, honestly, the only animal that I would be upset that killed me is a mosquito. And not because, like, I don't know that mosquitoes are deadly. Like, mosquitoes kill millions of people across this planet every year. I'm sure, like, every month probably. There's a lot of people here, and there's a lot of people who are dying from mosquito-related illnesses. And so, like, I know that it can happen. You know what I mean? I don't try to fool myself that a mosquito could kill me. However, I'd be upset. And a few months ago, we learned about feral hogs, and that's why some people needed to keep an AK-47. You know, 30 to 50 feral hogs could, you know, really do some damage. And I didn't understand the severity. You know, I thought that was a bunch of bullshit. But Christine Rollins, she found out a 59-year-old woman from Texas was killed after a pack of feral hogs attacked her early on Sunday in Anahuac, Texas, outside of Houston. I don't even understand really how a feral hog would kill you. But I'm kind of sad that it happened to her. Like, you know, it wasn't like she was out in the woods, you know, doing, you know, taking selfies and doing stupid stuff. So, like, you know, it's like hogs being hogs, but, like, is it? I don't know. You know, like, what do the hogs do? Like, how do they kill you? I don't understand. Like, I feel like I tried to find more information about this story because there's so many questions I had. Definitely more than six. Definitely more questions about these hogs than this damn chandelier. Because I find myself like I'm probably more likely, I should have more questions about the chandelier. I'm probably more likely to get killed by the chandelier than I am by these hogs. And just to know, that chandelier is going to come down eventually. You know what I mean? Like, I might not be the one it kills, but it is going to potentially kill someone. I have this gift, you know, where I can, like, see the future a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I can see the future a little bit. I can see just enough of the future to, like, wow, that's wild. But also not enough where I can feel like I can do anything about it. Like, you know, I can see just enough in the future when I'm playing chess to be like, wow, they're gonna take my knight right there. But not enough in the future where I can be like, you know what, I can really set something up. Like, I'm not that good yet. You know what I mean? Anyways. It wasn't in Florida, it was in Texas that woman died from the feral hog attack. And I really want to know, are these hogs related to these hogs that were found in Italy last week? You know, like, were these hogs also cooked up? Because I don't know how a hog would kill you, but I could imagine how a cooked up one would kill you. You know what I mean? It probably would nudge you to death, being like, you know, have you ever seen somebody on coconut elbows just don't feel like they just stay down? You know, I feel like maybe that's how, a hog would. If you guys saw me, it was like the worst. It was like a worst bad dance impression ever. Like, we had cameras in here, but luckily they're not turned on. Luckily because I told you I was running late, and so I don't have an undershirt on. So it's like I'm just here in like a hoodie, but it's also zipped up. It's awkward, and I'm hot, but I can't take my shirt off. It's a time. And I can guarantee that I am not one of these hogs, and I do not have any less substance in here. This is not how the show is fueled. It's fueled by more silliness than chemicals, you know what I mean? Anyways, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. The news that came out of Canada this week was kind of sad. And I don't know about you, but I don't like to do recreational sadness. It's not really my thing. I really like to do, you know, we like to talk about social issues here. We like to talk about funny things. We like to talk about animals attacking people. You know, there was a moose who, I don't know if you've ever seen a moose in real life. I have seen one moose. I've seen a meese. Is that how you say, is that a singular of moose, meese? Or is it just moose and mooses? I like to think it's meese. Anyways, so I have seen mooses before, and they are big as shit. Like, I was imagining before I saw one, like, you know, it's probably like a horse with antlers, you know what I mean? And it's not. Mooses are like twice the size of the biggest horse that you've ever seen. And their antlers and their heads are massive. They look like you know, in Star Wars, they have those, you know, in like the first Star Wars, they have those big robots that move like kind of, they've got those really long, that's what it looks like. I'm sure you know what a moose looks like. I don't have to tell you that. But just know that they're big. And someone crashed their car trying not to hit one, and was and was awarded money from ICBC. Now, if you know ICBC, those dudes are, I'm not saying those dudes, those people over there are stingy. But anyways, this person wrecked their car trying not to hit this moose. And it really wrecked their car, saving their own life. Because if you hit a moose, you're going to die. It's not like hitting a deer or, you know, hitting running over a dog or a cat or some type of small animal. The moose will just fall on you and crush you. It's not, there's no, like, secret. You'd die. So, you know, this person wrecked his car trying to save his own life, and ICBC was trying to hold out on him. And you're like, come on, man. You know, just let it happen. Anyways, two things in that story I really like. When animals don't get hurt for just being an animal, because the moose is just being an animal, you know, just crossing the street. Getting over on large insurance companies, because, like, insurance companies are the worst. They're the worst. But anyways, when we get back, we're going to talk about who else is the worst. And surprise, surprise, it's people from Florida.
Cold. Niggas fighting pole. Do it for your bros. rock fit mode. Ain't drug pain. Ain't stay in your lane. Do it for snake.
Yo, we're back with Ultimate Path here on 101.9. Listen, do your part. Call in. Do your part in the show. You know, if you don't have to, maybe you don't feel like talking on the radio, you can send in stories. Like anything you want to hear. Anything you want to hear us talk about. Yesterday. So there's two Florida parents. I want you guys to decide which one is worse. Which set of parents are worse? So Florida authorities are investigating a Craigslist ad, where there was a newborn baby, being offered for $500. The title of the ad was "Selling a Baby." And I'm going to read it to you. Selling a newborn baby for $500. The baby is 2 weeks old. It sleeps, doesn't make noise at night. Formula and clothes will give to you, can give you the baby 4-year-old sister for free. I live in a quiet, influential neighborhood, and I work for the Department of Children and Families. I don't want to be judged for not wanting these kids. An individual or group of parents, maybe their partners, I'm not sure. Anyways, attempted at selling a baby, and it has been found that this was, in fact, not a joke. So that's parent number one. Let's call them parent number one. And parents number two, are in jail, and they have been charged for starving their baby. And so technically they didn't starve their baby, but their baby died from malnutrition as they decided that keeping their children on a vegan diet was what was best for the kids. And so Sheila and Ryan O'Leary have been charged with manslaughter as their child died of extreme malnutrition. The child and their other kids have also never been to the doctor's office because of their extreme beliefs. And so while they tried to feed their child raw fruits and vegetables, they did also feed the baby breast milk, but it wasn't enough. And so, sadly, the baby died. The baby had nothing, the baby had nothing to do with it. Yeah, not the baby's fault. But anyways, these are two parents in Florida. And what I can just say is that, it's probably not likely for me, but maybe one of you guys are thinking about this. Maybe you're at home and you're like, you know what? I'd love to find a partner in Florida. And maybe start a family. Don't do it, because you could end up not that you might be unreasonable, because clearly you're reasonable and obviously a smart person. You're listening to this show, duh. But your partner might not be. And maybe what if you guys move to Florida? I'm convinced that there's just something in the water that makes you just a little bit more susceptible to wilding out when you live in Florida. I mean, it's probably just the idea that, like, there's so many people around you, live so close to you, that you can just feel like you can do whatever the hell you want. And you know who found out they couldn't do whatever the hell they wanted? Is Gabrielle Union. And so, in a not good way. So I don't watch America's Got Talent, but millions and millions of people do. I think it's like one of the most popular shows on TV, which is interesting because if you think of like America's Got Talent, which is also with Simon Cowell, and American Idol. Those have been like the most popular shows on TV for the past, I don't know, 25 years. It seems like those shows have been going on forever. And what, like, when do people run out of talent? Like, when are these talents going to run out? Like, I find that it's just like, you know, great singer after great dancer after great, you know, acrobatist. Like, where the fuck are all these people at? Like, I don't know. You know, I have been blessed with the talent of being just slightly above mediocre at everything, which I feel like is a great gift, but also a great responsibility. You know what I mean? Anyways, Gabrielle Union found out that when you speak truth to power, you know, and she, this isn't something she found out just now, but when you speak truth, it doesn't, you know, it's more likely than not you're going to get fired. I going through this as well. Listen, I think it's strike season. I feel like people are just, maybe it's not even strike season, people are just fed up with bullshit, you know, me included. But so Gabrielle Union, if you don't know, she's an actress. And basically, she was complaining over racism and just a tough working environment at America's Got Talent, and she was fired over it. The first incident was there was a 10-year-old, 10-year-old boy, a black, and he was a rapper, and they wanted to kick him off because they said they needed a contestant America could get behind, you know, not like the other rappers, you know, in the America that have been on Billboard 100 for like the past 40 years, you know, so the person wasn't, they didn't find this 10-year-old to be worthy of standing behind, which seems whack. Because I didn't know that the judges voted on the show. I thought it was the people. Anyways, she asked Simon Cowell to stop smoking. She was asked, they were annoyed with her because she asked drag performers which pronouns they used. And you would think that, like, you know, in Hollywood, they would be more open. But what they said was Gabrielle Union was implementing such practices which promoted diversity to the inconvenience of the producers. And so one thing I said is that, like, everybody wants diversity until the inconvenience is a few white people. And then it's no longer about, you know, wanting diversity. It's about, you know, making white people more comfortable. And, like, and more comfortable sometimes means having a little bit of diversity in there, because they know that it just can't just be all, you know, monoculture. There's, you know, something missing, you know what I mean? Anyways, and then they even asked her about her hairstyles. And so when that sparked the question for me, like, because this has come up in not my job I have now, but in past employers, yeah. You know, just the idea of, like, you know, are you interested in changing your hairstyle? Like, and I can only imagine how that conversation, one, gets a lot more confusing for the white people, but two, it's a lot more annoying, especially when it comes to black women, because, you know, they can change their hair whenever they want. And they, so many beautiful hairstyles they got the options to do, you know, that they come to work. And, you know, one day their hair could be, you know, in a short bob. The next day it could be in long micro braids. You're like, you know what? I know this is the same woman, but I don't know about this hair. Anyways, they asked her to stop wearing her hair so black. And so, like, I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, what is hair so black? Does that mean, is that just like a black person having hair? You know, like that, like, don't do that. And do they know? I wonder if that's like I've always wondered, like, is that like a complaint people are bringing up? They're like, you know what? Gabby's hair is looking real black today, you know? And there's like, you know, do they put that into, you know, like some anonymous database where they're like, hey, you know, her hair was looking too black. And then they're like, oh, was those micro braids or those, you know, those cornrows or, I don't know. Cause I'm fairly certain that they don't even know the names of the different hairstyles or the different wigs or, like, you know, the types of wigs. I'm 100% certain they don't know It's just too black. So it's so vague and annoying. I couldn't imagine that. Anyways, but so they fired Gabrielle Union over all these incidents, and especially there was one where she empowered, or she told individuals who were working on set who were of Asian descent that she would stand up and support them if they complained about Jay Leno airing a racist, an Asian stereotypical joke. And the producers ignored her. So it's like, if this happens to Gabrielle Union, like one of the most famous actresses in America, you know, on one of the biggest shows where she's like one of the most popular judges on the show, imagine what's going on, you know, every day, you know, at people's workplaces, you know, where they're making complaints about things that are happening to them, and they're being ignored by their managers, and they're not famous, and they don't have, you know, and they don't have 4.2 million followers on Twitter, and they don't have, you know, over 2 million followers on Instagram, and they're not married to a future Hall of Fame basketball player, you know, who doesn't have the type of platform. Like, listen, it happens every day to people all over. And it's even more frustrating when you don't have millions of dollars in the bank, and sometimes when you have to just be quiet and just let these things happen because you need to get paid. You know, Black Friday is tomorrow. You know, Christmas is coming up. You know what I mean? Like, people have bills and things to do. And it gets back to Thanksgiving. Like, you know, if you're just sitting around with your family, you know, talking about, you know, what football games you guys are going to watch today, or, you know, talking about, you know, Ohio State, Michigan tomorrow, or, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, or wherever you're at, and whatever football game you're going to be watching on Saturday, you know, maybe take a step back and ask, like, you know, is there anybody in your department that's been complaining, or, you know, somebody who you think might have a complaint but is scared to voice it up, or listen, like, well, you need to bring up these types of topics at dinner, because it's not like, I feel like Thanksgiving, you know, is supposed to be, you know, it's rooted in like this coming together of different cultures, like that's the mythos, but that's not really how it is, and that's not really what happened. And also, you know, we know that's not what happened, but you can use this time to extend some empathy and understanding, and maybe you know, it's the time now where people will be willing to open up and listen. And that's all I got for you today. When we get back next week, hopefully I have a great guest for you on next week. We do this every Thursday. I'm your host, Issa Arian, a.k.a. Coach Issa. We might be switching it up. And thanks. You guys have a great day. I'm going to work. I'm out.
Get you on the floor, kitchen table say no more. Got you up against the door, run it up till the morning. Never tripping on the low, hit fast, hit slow. Run it up till the morning. I just call the